how often should I post on Instagram or Facebook? Well, that's one of the most common questions that I will get when dealing with a school. Somebody in their marketing department, social media department, communication will ask me just about frequency. And so I'm going to give you some guidelines on that. I think, honestly, from the outset, I'm going to say it kind of varies probably to context, your particular context, but it also might vary. It's going to vary according to the different platforms. But even that's changed over time. So let me kind of, I'll kind of give you some high level stuff. I'll give you some practical examples as well and kind of give you some ideas on how to answer that question. So let's kind of start at the high level. I want to just kind of talk to you through about content. I think content is the old saying, content is king. I think that definitely still holds true in online, on platforms, online social media, particularly Instagram and Facebook. Those are good. I mean, you've got to have content to show future families about your school and also to get your current families talking about your school. It's kind of fuel for word of mouth to encourage those loyal ambassadors to really share about their school. If you don't share anything with them, then they don't have anything to share with their friends. So you really want to talk about good content on a regular basis. So again, getting back to the question of how often then should we be posting, I think it kind of depends. So let me kind of walk you through kind of, again, on that high level, kind of some history and different things about the different platforms. I will say, even though Instagram is owned by Facebook, that I think people do regard those kind of in different ways. I think there are some people out in the world who kind of sit on both of those platforms. They'll check Instagram and they'll check Facebook. And so there's some sense that you're going to be duplicating your efforts if you're posting to both the same content. In that way, you might want to vary up the content so it's not the same exact same thing. In this case, if I'm doing that, I'm going to post the same. I'm going to post on Instagram and then put that to Facebook at the same time. But also might come back later on and do some other posting on Facebook. And then we'll talk about some examples of what to do on that later on that you really can't do as easily on Instagram. So I might, again, that gets a little bit to frequency because I'm telling you to post maybe a couple more things during a period of time on Facebook than you want on Instagram. But I will say this in terms of frequency. I used to hear several years ago, I used to hear that, only post, you know, once a day for sure on Instagram. And, you know, in multiple times you could get away with it a couple of times a day if you wanted to on Facebook. I have found, and let me kind of give you a couple of reasons why I think this may have changed a little bit. I know there might be some teenagers in your life who say, oh, you don't want to overpost. I hear that sometimes from teenagers, but I think adults are accustomed to seeing more information out there. They're not bothered by the things that sometimes our teenagers might be. But so let me kind of give you this idea about what has changed in that. One, in terms of frequency, is the way in which you see content both on Facebook and Instagram. As you noticed, you will open up one of those platforms and you won't see chronologically the most recent things. Now you can change your settings on Facebook to do that, but by and large, social media platforms are thinking that they have a better idea of what kind of content that they're going to give to you to consume, and so they want to give you some things that maybe are more popular in your feed. Even if it's been 2 days ago, they might say, oh, well, you may should have seen this, and maybe you didn't see that, and some of your friends are liking this, and that's more popular than the one that somebody posted just 20 minutes ago that's not as popular. And they're trying to influence that feed in that way, or at least try to be relevant in your feed. Now, I am particularly bothered by that. I'd like to control my own feed, so I'd like to know if someone posted. I'd like to see my stuff chronologically. So even on Facebook, I'll go in and change my settings to where it'll be the most recent. It kind of bothers me that I have to tell Facebook to do that every single time. And so I'd like to see it that way. So, but in doing so, sometimes you, just because you post once and then you post again at, let's say you post at 7 o'clock in the morning and then you post again at 1, doesn't mean somebody sees that right in a row. They might not see it till, they may not see that 1 o'clock posting until the next day. Just because Facebook, the way they show the content to your followers that it doesn't show up the same way. So in that way, I think it's changed a little bit, and I think that it allows you to maybe post more than once a day on Instagram. The other thing that it's influenced, I think, particularly on the Instagram side, is Instagram stories. Because stories, and there's some debate on this, but let me kind of give you my idea. I think stories at the top, you see some brands, I mean, there'll be some that'll post one story, but the idea is to post, I think a lot of people will see, you're really posting a story. So you might develop a theme about something. You might kind of build out a story over time with different graphics. Or you might kind of showcase what you're doing during an event at your school, and you really want to post 10 different stories or something like that. And you can post a bunch. And so you might post a bunch of that. So even in that, I think the expectation that somebody has of, used to be saying, oh, only post once a day, I think that changes over time what they see in your feed because of what you see in your stories. Now, it doesn't mean that you need to post 100 pictures in Instagram on the feed part, just because you can post as many in your story. I think if you are going to post a number of different things, I would probably stick those up in the stories and then keep your feed to a minimum. You know, you don't want to post 100 pictures. I think people will unfollow you if you do that. So I think there's some things like that that have changed that over time to allow you to post more. And but again, that's what I would do on Instagram. On Facebook, again, some of that expectation is not quite there. You know, as older adults who typically are on Facebook, we're not as bothered by the single or the multiple posts in a day. Again, we're not doing 100 posts a day. But again, probably in the bigger question about, particularly on Facebook, because you can provide links to things, I think the question would be, how valuable is the content that I'm posting? If I'm posting 10 posts, well, let's be more realistic. Let me think about twice a day. If I'm posting the same kind of content morning and afternoon, day after day after day, then yeah, two posts a day is kind of overdoing it, because you're posting the same. If you post let's post a picture of the sunset with your school, kind of your marquee out front, sunset, sunrise in the morning, and then that evening you post a picture of the marquee with the sunset, and you just do that day after day. Well, eventually we're going to get real tired of that. Same kind of idea with me, whether it be your band or your cheerleaders or your football team or whatever, your classroom with just kids. I mean, even if you just post a picture of kids and teachers in the classroom, and you post that in the morning, and you post another picture of kids and teachers in the classroom, they're doing the same kind of thing. Maybe you change faces up, but for me as a future dad, I don't know the difference between those teachers. That begins to all look the same to me, and I get real tired of that. So I'm not going to want to see that. But if you post relevant things, and that changes over time, and every time I see it, it offers a different kind of value to me. Then you can post as much as you want, because every time you post, it's something useful for me. And so there's some variety of things that I would tell you, kind of getting into the little bit more specifics now. So we're moving from the high level of how often to post. Hope I've given you some ideas on that. It really kind of comes down to the question of value. Of what, how valuable is the content? That's going to really determine the frequency. And again, some of this is easier to do on Facebook because you can provide links to things that jump from Facebook over to someplace else, usually your school website. So, you know, if I'm going to tell you how often to post, then again, Instagram, I might post once or twice a day. And for certain times, you don't have to do this every day, but I would look for interesting things about your stories, Instagram stories, and post those. And I might do those multiple times. I look at the idea in terms of, just to deviate a little bit on stories, and we'll probably do another episode about this. But I generally think of stories as things that people want to see. But when I'm chronicling my news, when I look at my news feed or my Instagram feed over a long period of time, and I try to imagine a family, you know, just scanning that, looking for kind of what the school is doing. I want to see big picture things. I want to see where if you just have, hey, this person got an award. Well, that's neat, but that's probably where I'd put that up in a story, because that individual is going to soon move on or graduate or something, and that doesn't tell me anything. But if that football team wins a state championship, then that's that's relevant to, that shows me the success of your athletic program. But if an individual wins a particular band award, cheerleading award or something, that's just an individual, then I'm probably going to put that up in the stories. Okay, so let's go back to Facebook then, because I have more ability with links. So now I'm looking at value. So I'm going to post some things again that might be showcase my some of the things that are going on in the classroom. I'm going to post pictures of those things, but I may post an article from our blog, from our head of school, that talks about the value of private education, or three things that differentiates your school from every other school in the area. Or it might be that the middle school principal posts a blog post that talks about the unique things that a middle school parent can do to help help a young middle school boy navigate through middle school years into high school and get them ready for the high school experience. Those kind of things, parents are going to eat that stuff up, because every time you post it, it's something of value to them. So I'll wrap this up by just saying that I think the answer to the question of how often should we post really is more about how valuable is the content that you're posting. If it's valuable, I don't know if there's a limit on how much parents want to see from that. I think they might want to see as much of helpful information as you can give them, whether it's helping them make a decision about your school, helping them understand a particular problem, helping them alleviate a frustration that they're having, some way that you're solving the problem for them, or helping them make the decision about schooling. If it's helping them in that process, then they're going to welcome the content that you provide. Instagram is a little bit limited, because you just can't provide a lot of links to different places. So, but that gives you an idea, I think, of different ways to answer the question of how often should we be posting on social media.